Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio on this beautiful Friday. We are going to have a terrific show today, and Savitri?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Divine Sisters. We are ready to talk.
You betcha we are. And we have an extremely important topic today that we all us sisters have to really dearly pay attention to. And it's loving our body. What does this phrase mean, and how do we do it? And we have to change our perspective on how we do that and change our definitions, and we cannot go by the definitions that have been fed to us through our magazines and media. Wouldn't you agree, Savitri?
Yes, in our last show, we talked about how the magazine Cosmopolitan had guided us to, in quote, love our vagina. And that is a really, really interesting concept, because what we're being told is to love ourselves based on our sexuality. Basically, it's telling us, woman, your power is in your sexual attraction. Your power is in your ability to turn men on, to attract men, and to give pleasure to men. And I really feel that is why we have turned into a culture where we have turned women into prostitutes. You know, it's very, very sad. I've been in the spiritual path for many years, and people have been sharing their secrets with me for many, many years. And my husband and I have been in the yoga and spiritual world for over 30 years. My husband actually more than that, me over for about 30 years. And it's amazing how many women come to me after many, many years of loving their vagina. In other words, catering to the needs and desires of their vagina. And what has happened is that they'll tell me they've had 30, 40 partners, sexual partners, and they come with cancer in the uterus, cancer in their breasts. Cancer is self-hate. You cannot love one part of your body. This show is about loving your whole body and what that exactly means. And the media and magazines have told us to love one part. And that's the part men, if they're not coming from their heart, only love. And that's why we have divorce today that is just ridiculous. It is absolutely insane. Half of America, half of the Western world is divorced. Because love is not in the vagina. Love is not in sexuality. Love is not in attraction to one another. Love is two hearts, two souls coming together to create more love, to create more oneness, to create more light, to create more joy, to create more abundance, to create more truth of who we really, really are. So loving our body is a very, very, very important topic, especially for women, because we have loved our body defined by what men want from us, not by what the Creator created us to love. And our greatest power, woman, is not our ability to attract men or to have sex. Our power is to love. Our power is to bring people together. Our power is to stop hating one another, but to bring love into the family, love into communities, love into our children, love into our government, love into corporations. Love means bringing together, communicating, talking, sharing, crying, laughing, holding, supporting. It is all the wonderful qualities that we women have held for centuries and have been suppressed and called weak and meek and sensitive. Love is the greatest power you can ever embody. And every spiritual path, every religious path has talked about the power of love shall heal all. The power of love shall bring all together. So how is this power meek and weak and sensitive? It is because it is so powerful that the male energy that has created our story today has told us to deny, to push away, when it is our greatest power to love. And you have an energy center in your body right between your breasts, where the top five illnesses for women are in the heart, in the lungs, in the breasts, in the lymph glands, and the uterus. These are places where we must bring our power of love. Our hearts, our heart chakra is right in between our breasts. It is the energy center of our very soul. And we women have that power and ability to access that love more than any other form. And we are here to teach the male what love is. And anytime we cater to their sexual needs again and again, we are lowering our purpose. We are moving away from our purpose. This is not to say that I'm against sexuality, because sexuality is meant to bring two hearts together through touch, through admiration, through respect, not through fulfilling a desire like you would fulfill a desire to have a chocolate cake. That is what we have used our sexuality for. Woman, you have to own your sexuality. You have to own your power to love. You are here to bring love through your body into your mate's hearts and unite the two of you. You're here to love your children. Your pelvis is a holder for the next generation. That is what you're supposed to love, that ability to create. That ability to create. A male cannot create another form. You can. This is what you must claim, your ability to create, your ability to create another form that is here to hold even more love. This is the power of the female form, to love, to love, to love. And therefore, loving your body is to welcome your soul into your body. That is what loving your body is, to welcome your soul into your body, because your soul already is love. Your soul already admires the human form and thinks it's the most awesome, amazing form in all existence, because it can hold, express, feel, touch, and share God itself, the Creator itself. And the Creator is not a male man sitting up there judging everybody. The Creator is an energy of love. It is the energy of love, and we women have that power. So easily we can access it through our heart chakras, through our breasts, through our arms, through our hands, through our speech, through our eyes, through the ability to create children. We have that power. Woman, wake up. Sisters, wake up to your power to love. Love your men. Love them and thank them for the love that they really do share. But you've got to teach them. They are not here to turn you into pleasure forms. You are here to train them, to educate them, to help them to find their own self-love. That is the power of a woman. And we are fed up. We are fed up. Mona and I are fed up. We are creating this show because we are fed up with having this immense power to love in a world that has war, in a world that wants to kill children, corporations that are spraying toxic chemicals in the air, killing our children, forcing children to be vaccinated. Imagine this, putting poison into little babies. You know how much I have had a child. It is the most awesome, amazing experience to have a little baby grow inside of you. And you want to treasure that little baby. You want to hold it, treasure it, and you watch it grow. That is what helped me to love my body, was when I saw that I could create a life, when I saw that the life I created was growing. That body was growing, yearning to live, yearning to love, yearning to share, yearning to enjoy this earth. When you watch a child grow, you are in awe of how astounding life is. The male doesn't watch that. The male is from the mind. The male doesn't see how astonishing the human form is. And that's why they can create chemicals and toxic foods and GMO foods and EMF cell phones and things that are destroying the body. To love our body is to honor it, to take care of it, to bring the spirit that is love itself into every single cell. Woman, you have this power. And we are going to talk more and more how you're going to access this power, how you're going to shine this power, how you're going to be this power. We're going to go beyond nail polishes and hairsprays and makeup and stockings and all and high-heeled shoes. Can you imagine high-heeled shoes, Mona? How many times we have been to conventions?
Oh, my God.
Women wear it for 1 hour, and the rest of the time they take it off carrying their $300-$500 high-heeled shoes. For what?
Imagine what you could have done with that $500.
Exactly. Exactly.
That would have supported.
What was it for? So you could feel sexy. You know what sexy means? That means you don't love yourself. You're yearning for some other person to love you. That's what sexy means. You don't love your own body. You don't love who you are because you're not taking the time out to admire your body. You're not taking the time out to discover who you are. That's why you don't love yourself. Discover your brilliance. Discover your intelligence. Discover your kindness. Discover your ability to communicate. Discover all the incredible traits. What, mention some traits, Mona. Come on, what the human race has. Astounding traits.
Yes. You know what? We have the ability to create beauty in this world. And that's
beauty.
What we have not done
trait.
Properly.
We've
focused so much on beauty and fashion and sex that we have not woken up and said, how can we really create beauty in this world? Because that is what any soul, male or female, responds to. And beauty is the creator's footprint. You know, look at your surroundings, look at your room, and it's not about having a lot of money to be able to do that. It is just care. It's taking care of the things that you have in your environment and making them the most beautiful, because that starts reflecting that self-care back. Listening to the parts of you that need to create, you know, listening to your soul. What does your soul want to create in this world? So it's using your energies in a completely different way other than just, how do I look today? How fat am I today? How skinny am I today? I mean, we are so linear in how we see our bodies, and it's all we define. Our moods are all defined by how good we feel in our clothes, how much we weigh, how much we've exercised, how little or much we've eaten or drinking. It's just, we've become so narrow. It's just like, you know, there's 50,000 varieties of potatoes in the world, but we only get 2 of varieties in the grocery store.
Exactly.
You know, you go to Peru and they're growing 300 varieties. Well, you know what? We have 300 plus varieties of ways that we can create in our heart chakra, but we have not been taking the time to uncover that because we've been so distracted by what the world has told us that we should be. And
yes,
this is what this show is about, is to turn that around.
Yeah, and you know, you brought up a very important point, beauty. Beauty is really cultivating all the incredible potential that you are. Your potential to speak, your potential to see, your potential, all the incredible traits that the human being has. Whatever you admire in people, become it. I can't stress this enough. Whatever you admire in people, become it. Don't admire the sexuality. Admire the inner being. Because one day, gals, all of you that are sexy out there, you're not going to be sexy one day. And you're going to be stuck with, oh my God, how do I love myself now? But imagine closing your eyes and saying, I'm a person that always speaks truth. I'm a person that's always kind. I'm a person that's always supportive. I'm a person that's always thankful. I'm a person that loves to create joy and happiness for myself and others. Those are the qualities you're here, woman, to be. Not to focus on a cute bum, to focus on great hair, to focus on nail polish colors. You're putting too much of your energy outwardly to attract someone else because you're saying to that person, I can't attract my own self. I don't know how to love my own self because I'm too darn lazy to discover who I am. So could you please tell me how great I am? Could you please tell me how beautiful I am? Could you please tell me that you love me? Because secretly, I'm really telling you, when I'm trying to sexually attract you, I don't love me. I don't like me. I don't admire me. Could you please do it instead of me? You see how stupid that is? You see how ridiculous that is? This is why, women, we are depressed. This is why, women, we are sad. This is why, women, we are filled with cancer. Cancer is self-hate. This is why, women, we feel weak and we feel meek and we feel angry. We're not angry at the men. We're angry at ourselves by believing in the men. And for those men out there that are listening who have been kind and loving and supportive to your woman, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you with all my heart. Because you are the men that are helping the few females that are trying to blossom, to actually blossom. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness, men. Thank you for not being so darn macho and turning us into prostitutes. Thank you so much, men out there who have really loved your woman, whether it be your sisters, your mothers, your girlfriends, your female bosses, whatever it is, thank you so much, men, for living from love. Those who have not, come on. It's time, woman, teach your men to truly love, because you're going to start loving yourself every show we come together.
And girls, ladies, sisters, we will be right back after this break. So stay tuned. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and
Savitri.
And you hearing, we're going to archive the show, and you, girl, sisters, you are going to need to rehear this show over and over and over again and send it to every sister you know, which is quite a few out there, because this is an important message. We need to turn this world around from what we're being fed in the media. Right, Savitri?
Actually, you know, Mona, I want to read this little tidbit that I tore out of a magazine that we get free in our business. It's not a magazine I would ever get, but this one interesting line from some comedian called Aziz Ansari. I don't know who he is, but this is the name, Aziz Ansari. And he said something very interesting. He says, I've been watching some videos and movies, and the women in them are lovely in the way you don't really see them as much nowadays. So he's watching old movies, and he gives an example of Donna Reed in It's a Wonderful Life. He said, back then, it seemed like the concept of beauty was classier. With fewer concerns, of course, this is his word, I don't know what this word is, with fewer concerns for bada kongongs, or whatever that means.
Don't
I guess
know.
That means something sexual. So basically he's saying here that women are really not living up to their true classiness, their true beauty.
No.
You know, and that is exactly what I'm talking about, that, you know, there was a time females really were beautiful from inside out. It wasn't just the outside. What has happened now, it's all outside. The inside is just falling apart. It's crumbling. Women, cancer is the crumbling. The cure for cancer is loving yourself, and loving yourself means welcoming your soul into your body. Your soul is your true self. You know, what has happened in our world is that we've denied spirit, and that is the most ridiculous thing, because I was an atheist, girls, I understand. Because we were taught there's this male God out there judging everything we say. We were taught that we females caused heaven to disappear from earth. We tempted the male. And we're downgraded all the time. We are the tempters. You know, I also grew up with a background of a Muslim background. My father was Muslim. I dated a Muslim man. And the reason why I didn't marry this Muslim man is because he wanted me to wear a burqa. Burqa is a piece of clothing that you have to wear to cover yourself up so that you don't tempt other men. This is it. This is why you wear it. So you don't get to enjoy the sunshine or the air or the wind or nature. You don't get to look at your own self outdoors and beauty. You have to hide who you are for one main reason, to not tempt men. In other words, men can't control their sexuality, so we have to hide ourselves. This is absolutely wrong. But you know what, women, we are going to change this, and all over the world. All over the world, we are going to change this, because this is not what religion really came to tell us. Religion, every single religion said love. Every single religion said love. Not to hide yourself, not to cater to the weaknesses of the male species, but to love each other. And that is what we are here to do. We are here to love ourselves, to love our bodies, to love our Creator, and to love our children and keep them really, really, really safe.
Absolutely. This is an absolutely critical message, that we learn how to use our bodies in the way that the Creator meant us to use it. And literally, our bodies are the bridge to this heaven on earth that we are here to create. It is our responsibility to use the power of discernment of how we're going to use our talents and abilities, and to stop this skewing process that Savitri is talking about. Our mind always ends up fighting with itself, and because we're not clear, we don't have the clarity, we have forgotten what that clarity is. And we are here, this show is here to remind you why we came on this earth. We were given the gift of intuition. We were given the gift of feeling, so that we can use that to create what we need and create the boundaries within ourselves, but also create the boundaries out in the world. This is what we're going to accept. This is not what we're going to accept. Exactly. You know, we're not going to accept these GMOs that are in our food supply. We're not going to continue to accept sending our children off to war. I mean, I'm not a mother this lifetime, but my God, if I had a child that was going off to war, I would just be a flipping mess.
Absolutely.
I'd be a flipping mess. And you know what? Where is our sisters' voices in all of this war? You know, it's the defense budget is the biggest budget in the government. And you know what? We're just letting it happen. Where's our voice with that?
Well, you know, the reason for war is lack of love, lack of communication.
God.
We should not be fighting with each other, but take the woman. Women have this power. We have the ability to communicate.
We have an immense power.
We have the ability to talk. We have the ability to share.
Oh my
we
God.
Have the ability to listen in the way that men don't. The leaders of this world need to be female. We need to see more female leaders in our country and in every single country on this planet.
And we control a lot of money. Women make 80% of the buying decisions in this country and
That's
probably
big.
In the world.
Yeah.
So what are we doing with that power? Why are we not coming together and exercising that power and reshaping this world? Why are we not using that to send a message to the government, send a message to these corporations, and send a message to everyone that's creating this world that, you know what, we don't want this in our food supply. We don't want these chemicals sprayed on us. We don't want to ingest these chemicals. We don't want these chemicals in our food and in our makeup, for God's sakes, because that is what is draining our energy. So we just have to, instead of constantly looking one direction and saying, you know, I'm going to spend my money for everything that beautifies me on the outside in order to, you know, make us attractive to the opposite sex. You know what? We need to turn around and look squarely in the middle and say, we vote for the products that are actually going to support our health, support our children's health, and support our planet. And we need to do our homework. We need to do our due diligence of where those dollars are going, not just randomly spending, you know, without knowing who the parent company of that corporation is. I mean, we look at, you know, a company like Monsanto that is just destroying our food supply. Are you doing your homework on your food? Do you know what all those things are in your food? Are you buying organic? I mean, this is tragic. And I want to say that there's a free video that you can go watch that's on, if you click on the banner on my website, sisterstalkradio.com, about no GMOs, it goes to Jeffrey Smith's site, the Institute for Responsible Technology. There is a free video that you can see tomorrow, up until tomorrow, and it's about 60 minutes. And every woman who shops in the grocery store absolutely needs to see this video. So please promise me you will go online to click on the banner. Again, till tomorrow, Saturday the 22nd, you can see it for free. And take that message to heart. So with that, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back with more from Savitri and Mona on Sisters Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact, easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello and welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. And we and Mona, we can talk, aren't we?
We can talk, but we're letting Savita talk today.
We're talking because women talk, and that's one of our greatest gifts is that we can talk.
We can talk, and we talk a lot, as you can tell.
Yes. But you know, the key to women, we need to talk about the right stuff.
That's it.
We need to talk about what our hearts and our souls are trying to make us talk about. And that is our power to love, our power to unite, our power to bring together, our power to create a beautiful world where our children can grow feeling safe and protected. Now, one thing I really, really wanted to bring up, Mona, was the fact that we have watched the female go from being behind the male to finally trying to own her space next to the male. And so in the process trying to own her space next to the male, she has become a male. Women in the past 40, 50 years are turning into men, wearing pants all the time, acting manly, speaking loudly, letting go of their delicacy, their beauty, their loveliness, their refinement. It's rare to find a refined, beautiful, elegant woman anymore, because we are turning into men. We think that if we're going to earn what men are paying, we have to be like men. We've got to be buddies with men. No, woman, we are not here to be buddies with men. We are here to bring out our true power. And women have that ability to bring together. But you know the greatest ability the woman has?
I'm listening.
You brought that up in the last segment, Mona. Intuition.
Yes.
Our intuition is our greatest ability. And you know what? To the male mind, our intuition seems illogical. But you know what intuition is, girls? Intuition is seeing the bigger picture, feeling the bigger picture. You're connecting with a source, with an energy that sees all and knows all. The mind does not have that ability. So the mind bases itself that I only see the certain amount, so therefore what I see is correct. The heart says, but I see all. So therefore, when I tell you to do something, I'm telling you from absolute truth. So do it. So when the mind hears that, it goes, well, that's illogical. It is not compute. It does not match what I am seeing through my senses or feeling through my senses. It does not match. And girls, our intuition has always been right. My mother is dead today because my mother did not listen to her intuition. My parents died in a plane crash. And this is my lesson that she left to me. She was a very intuitive woman. Very, very intuitive woman, and led our family out of many, many disasters because of her intuition, and led our family into beautiful situations because of her intuition, and an incredible loving being. And my parents were meant to go on a plane that was delayed by 8 hours, and my father, being an engineer, told my mother that, you know, in those 8 hours that the plane will be fixed. You know, he's an engineer, he knows all. And my mother's intuition was something was wrong. I found out about this because my cousin was with them. And my cousin said my mother felt something was off. And my father kept on telling her, based on his mental perception, his senses, no, my mother was crazy. I know my father used to say things like that. He scoffed at my mother's intuition. Scoffed at it. And the gift she gave to me through her death was, don't listen to men. Don't listen to the mental mind. Listen to your intuition, because she would be alive today and I would not have lost such an amazing woman at such an early age. And intuition is basically says, I see all, I feel all. Listen to your intuition, gals. Pay attention to it. It is not illogical. It is the most logical part of you. And intuition is in your heart chakra. Intuition is in the presence of your soul. So the more you allow your intuition to expand and to be shared with others, the louder and clearer it's going to get. It is like any other muscle. You have to use it. You have to express it. You have to learn the power of feeling. And this is where we're going to talk more and more in our show, because this is your gift, females. You have the ability to feel like no other form on this planet.
And you have to stop pushing it away. And mm-hmm. This is one thing. Like I often have my conversation with my sister, my true sister. She's very intuitive. We're all very intuitive, but she's mm-hmm. very intuitive. And so many times she said, you know what? I knew that. You know, I knew that I should have done that. And it's just like, see? Right there. That is your intuition talking to you right there. You cannot push it away. So I'm just saying, That is a gift. Actually, we all have it. Men, you have it too. It's just that in women, it's a little easier to access. Men, you can develop your intuition. And there are men out there that are very intuitive and very feeling. We just don't hear them a lot. They're not the ones out there necessarily creating the world. And if they are out there creating the world, we just don't know it. The vast majority of men that are in control of the world are not intuitive, and they don't have their they're not clicked into their consciousness.
Something I want to share is a lot of people mix up intuition with gut.
Yes.
The gut is your solar plexus, and gut holds the data of karma, of what you have experienced previously. So if you're in a particular story from past life or this life that has similar ingredients in the story, similar type of personalities around you, similar type of energies around you, a similar type of surroundings around you, your gut feeling will say, based on what I've experienced before, this is what the outcome will probably be. Now, if you don't change, yes, the outcome will be exactly that. Intuition is something completely different. Intuition realigns you to the sacred moment of right now, where everything is fresh and new. And your job is to change your perspective from the mind, which is listening to the data of what is around you physically, to the heart, which listens to the data of what is around the whole planet and in the whole planet and in everything and everyone. So a lot of men are really saying, well, yeah, I get feelings. I use my intuition. But actually, they're not. They're really, really turning to their gut. And that's the right. I mean, Warren Buffett.
Yes.
His gut tells him to buy Coca-Cola.
Yes.
His gut tells him to buy Kellogg's. I'm sorry, but Coca-Cola and Kellogg's are making our children sick. So he's not listening to his intuition, because our creator would not like us to have products like Coca-Cola and junky products that Kellogg's Corporation creates, because those products are making us sick. Okay? That's not intuition. Intuition would tell you this is toxic. This is bad for you. So if I read some quotes, and a part of it is actually his life story, and he's a very gut-feeling person, but he mixes up with intuition. And his gut keeps on telling him, you know what? Most people like junky stuff, so buy all the stuff that's junky. Buy the stocks of all the stuff that's junky. He has barely invested in anything that actually lifts mankind to be a better species. He's investing in products that have lowered our vibration. This is what gut does. And so then they go, hey, I bought that Kellogg stock, and look, it really went up, so my gut was right. That's what guts do. They will be the lowest vibration of your story. Intuition takes you to the highest vibration of your story. And females, you have that power.
Yes.
You have that power to listen to your heart. Your heart, that is where your true purpose and power is.
And, you know, this is perfect timing to say that, you know, women, sisters, we cannot do business by the numbers. And you hear this from the gut all the time. It's all a numbers game. It's all about the numbers. It's about the numbers. Well, guess what? When you are working from your heart and from intuition, you are going to be working with precision. So when you work from precision, you do not need the numbers. You're going to be working much more precisely. You will use way less effort. You will contact the right people. The right circumstances will come.
Exactly.
Because you are listening to a completely different part of yourself. And this is where we've gotten in trouble, because we've gotten men in charge of the world who are living from their gut, listening to their gut, and doing things by the numbers without any regard for the fallout for the rest of the people.
No,
and you don't look at the world.
Mona, this is a big word. Conscience.
Yes.
Conscience. That is what's missing sorely in our world, because the gut has no conscience.
And there's a sister out here listening to this radio that's married to a man that is not listening to his conscience, that is directing something in the world that is not for the good of the species.
Conscience would not create wars. Conscience would not create toxic drinks. Conscience would not create toxic sweeteners that are causing birth defects. Conscience would not create allopathic drugs that have more side effects than the illness itself. Conscience would not make our air toxic, our food toxic, our land that we live on toxic. I mean, how much our land is so toxic, it's incredible.
It's terrible.
Conscience does not allow that. And intuition and conscience are the same thing. Intuition and conscience are the same thing.
Hear that.
God has no conscience in it whatsoever. Okay, so we're going to talk more about gut versus heart, gut versus true intuition, because it's getting really muddled up. You know, I've heard people talk about gut and intuition in the same exact conversation. It is two different, distinct parts of your body. Let me repeat. Intuition and conscience is in your heart, where love resides. Gut is in your solar plexus, which holds the data of past experiences known as karma. Gut is what repeats the past. Intuition is what realigns you into the brand new moment of now. And that is where our power is, woman, in the moment of right now.
And you know, I'm going to repeat this again. I said it on the last break. Go to my website, Sisters Talk, our website, sisterstalkradio.com. Click on the GMO banner. It will take you to the Institute of Responsible Technology. And you're going to watch a video that's free until tomorrow, Saturday, the 22nd. It's called Genetic Roulette. Mm. It's so powerful. It will change your shopping habits when you go to the grocery store. Every woman needs to see that video. And if it's past the 22nd, buy the video, because you need to show everyone that walks into a grocery store. We need to change our shopping habits. We need to give a message back to Monsanto, because it is killing our world. And those GMOs are so darn toxic.
It's a corporation with no conscience.
No conscience.
None whatsoever.
We're going to be taking a break right now, so we'll be right back after this commercial break. Welcome, and thank you for listening to Sisters Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
In each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
Hello, welcome to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri.
I'm giving the baton to Savitri right now.
I was never a cheerleader, but I'm a cheerleader now. And I weigh a lot. I don't have cute hips. I don't have cute legs. It doesn't matter because I'm cheering something else.
This is a ball of love across the room from me, let me tell you. A total ball of love.
But, you know, I really want to bring up a really important part of what really blocks women. Women have this tendency to blame their life's problems on the shape of their body, whether it be the shape of their nose, the shape of their hips, the shape of their lips, whether they had a good hair day or a bad hair day. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous, and I have done this, woman, so I totally understand. I literally thought, when I was a teenager, that's when you're learning how to love your body, right? When I was a teenager, my parents died. I literally thought that my parents died because I was not thin enough. I don't know where this came from, but I thought that if I had had the most perfect body, that they would not have left me. And there's some warpness in us that we just keep on turning to our form to define that if my body is perfect, my life will be perfect. Okay? It's about the inner you. That's what I learned eventually. It's about the inner me. Get the inner me out. Get the inner me into every cell. Get the inner me into every curve, into every pimple, into every gray hair. Get the inner me into every part of me. And today, gals, I weigh the most I've ever weighed. I have gray hair. I'm not beautiful in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, you are. Yes,
but
you are.
I love me. I love me. I really, really do. And it's taken me, I don't know how many, 30, 40 years.
Oh,
how
yes,
old am I?
At least.
Oh, a long time.
Yes.
And you know what has done this for me? Welcoming my soul into my body. This is the beautiful part of you, gals. What you're yearning for is the beauty of your own spirit. That's what you want to look in the mirror and see your eyes sparkling with a radiant, special, beautiful, eternal you. That's the beauty you're really hungering for. That you want to look in that mirror and say, I love me because I am love itself. That's why I love me. Not because my eyes are gorgeous or my lips are beautiful, because I have no wrinkles on my face, or because I weigh the certain weight that everybody tells me I should weigh. It's about bringing your soul, your beautiful, loving self into your body.
And we are turning this around because, sisters, I want to tell you this statement. Self-doubt is the portal to hell.
Mm.
Self-doubt is the portal to hell. This is what we are doing with this show, is to turn this around so that you do not doubt yourselves. That's the biggest weakness women have, and advertisers know that. If they can keep you off balance with all the messages out there, you're just not going to be powerful. And we are here to close that portal and feed you a different story so that you start to become alive and shine, and you take hold of the power that you were meant to exercise. So keep make a point to discipline yourself. If you are experiencing self-doubt, which everyone is, I don't care what they're wearing, women have this or plagued with this, please try to get another thought. Put another thought in there. Change the thought. Change your environment so that you can turn that cycle of thought around, because that's what creates the hell in your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, self-doubt is basically the world telling you, doubt the fact that you are divine. Doubt the fact that you are spiritual. Doubt the fact that you are loving. Doubt the fact that you are intuitive. Doubt the fact that you are a feminine power here to give birth to heaven on earth. Doubt the fact that you have the ability to unite and to bring together people and to listen and to talk. Doubt all these amazing qualities of you. That is what self-doubt is. We're saying, stop it, girls.
Exactly.
Stop. We're stopping it. We've learned not to stop this. We are not going to doubt who we are. We are spiritual, divine beings in a beautiful, beautiful human form that was created over millions and millions of years to radiate, to express the creator itself. That's what our beautiful bodies are for. It does not matter the weight. It does not matter the color. It does not matter the shape. It matters, are we loving life? Are we loving life? That is one of the big lessons I had to learn, to start loving life, which means loving every breath, loving every heartbeat, loving every food morsel you taste. You know, I have found when I eat food and I'm really tasting it, really loving every morsel, I lose weight.
Yes.
When I am feeling guilty and I'm feeling that I should not be eating this, I gain weight. And I'm seeing that so clearly. And we are told, you know, you eat, you gain weight. So I was proud of myself that I could starve myself for 3-4 days. And I would get fatter and fatter and fatter.
It's
I've been on so many diets starving myself that under 50, I've had to learn to eat. I really forgot to eat. And I'm teaching myself now, eat slowly, taste, love every morsel, love every drop of water, love life completely, love every breath, love sleep, love moving, love the whole shebang that this body is capable of doing and being. And that's how you're going to love your body.
And we're going to talk about this next week because there's going to be a part two of this show, because we're laying the foundation of the big picture for you on this week's show. Next week's show, we're going to go into more detail of exactly the steps that you need to take to truly love your body. And I guarantee you, you're going to be surprised, because they're not what you think and they're not what you've been fed. And it's not about just the exercise, and it's not just all about the diet. That plays a small part, but there's a whole bigger story of what it really takes to love your body. So we are definitely going to talk about that. But Savitri, I want to go back to one concept about this self-doubt and how it turns around. And if you need a role model of how to turn that around or what that's like, just watch a mother defend her child or stand up for a child. Do you think there's any self-doubt in that woman right at that moment in time? No. There is nothing more powerful than a woman, a mother, standing up for her child's well-being. We just
love.
Need to love. We love. Just need to carry that into every other part of our life.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
The key. And truly, that is something to stand back and be in awe of. When you hear a mother stand up for her child, that's the power we're talking about. We just want to expand it through the rest of her body and being, so it goes into other areas of her life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a force you cannot reckon with.
Right.
That's the force that needs to control the world.
Exactly.
Because that's the force that's going to make it right for everybody, not just that child at that moment in time, for everyone. And our world will look entirely different. Because remember what we said at the beginning of the show, our bodies are the bridge to heaven on earth. And it's the women that are going to stand up with that self-confidence in all areas of their life and bring that forward. Because I'm telling you, things will be different. So we're trying to wake all the sisters that are listening to this show up. Wake up.
You know,
and hear this message.
I'd like to give homework to our sisters right now.
Great.
Homework is to start exploring in our world what is beautiful. What is beautiful in nature? What does nature, our creator, consider beautiful? Flowers. Flowers are beautiful. The sky, the colors of our world are beautiful. Start seeing how we are expressing beauty in our corporations, in our paintings, in our designing. What are the corporations and telling us what beauty is? You start listening to yourself and discovering what is beauty this week, and we'll talk more about that next week.
And then email me. Thank you for your comments. I had lots of comments from last week, but use the email contact form on our Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll talk next week.
Talk, talk, talk.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health,
Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24-7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.